We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting 9 lines from the top of Tezvav Amud Aleph. The first word of the line is Nehemiah, middle of the line. Omamar. Yeshua Kosav Sifroi Veshmoina Psukim Shavatari. Yeshua wrote his Sefer and the last 8 Psukim in the Torah. Zotah Gemara, Tanya. So this is our Brice we learned that said all the different authors of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And it says that Yeshua wrote his Sefer and 8 Psukim in the Torah. So this is Tanya, command the Yom HaShemayim Psukim of the Torah, Yeshua Kosav. It's like this is the Machlokes in the Brisa. Who wrote the last 8 Psukim of the Torah? And this Brisa is like the Mandiyama holds that the last 8 Psukim were written by Yeshua, the time limit in the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, by Yomas Shom Moshe Eved Hashem. It writes in the Pasuk, from the 8th to last Pasuk in the Torah, it says, Yomas Shom Moshe Eved Hashem Be'eretz Moav Api Hashem. And the question is that how could he write Vayomas Moshe Ef Shemoshe Meis Vekosav Yomas Shom Moshe Ella Adkan Kosav Moshe until here Moshe wrote the Torah Mekam Veilech from here and on Kosav Yeshua Divrei Rav Yehuda Varmi La Rav Nechemya Omler Rav Shimon. Shimon said Ef Sefer Torah Kosav Ois Achas. Is it possible that a Sefer Torah is missing a Ois Vekosav? And it says in the Pasuk Lekoyach Es Sefer Torah Hazeh. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, take the Sefer Torah, v'samtem v'yisoi mitzad orim bris Hashem lekechem, v'ho yishom b'chol le'ed. It says, take a Sefer Torah. It's possible Moshe Rabbeinu said, take a Sefer Torah, and it wasn't complete. Ella, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Sefer Torah, the Queen of the Sman Diyama. Ella, ad kan, Karish Baruch Hu, oimer Moshe, oimer v'kaisim. And Toli era, Karish Baruch Hu, said, oh, it's oimer. And then Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it and wrote the Torah. Mekam ve'elech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Mekam ve'elech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it from here and on, last 8 Pesukim, and Moshe Kosev Bedema, and Moshe wrote it either with tears, or he wrote it with Dioi while he was crying, because it's Seva Yomas Moshe. But Avada, couldn't second man Yomah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire Torah. K'moshe, Nema lahalon, like you find this idea of dictation, you find later on in Nach, you find in Yirmiyahu, it says in the Pasuk, V'yayim lahem baruch, b'piv yikro elai, it's called Adorma Elo, and he kosev al sefer b'dioi, and I'll write it. You'll dictate it to me, you Yirmiyahu will dictate it to me, and I'll write it b'dioi. So Akaponim, we have here a machlekes in this price, so who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? And we're saying the price that we learned yesterday that says Yeshua wrote a Sefer and the 8 Pesukim of the Torah is going to come to Madiyama that Moshe did not write the entire Torah. Keman Ozla Hodom Rav Yeshua Ba'abam Rav Gilom Rav Shemoyin Pesukim Shem Torah Yochid Kairoisam. We have here a memra that says that the last 8 Pesukim of the Torah Yochid Kairoisam. What does that mean? Rashi says it means you can't be mafsik in those 8 Pesukim. Others say they don't need a tzibur for those 8 psukim, other shem, like that. But Rashi and Tosfos here learn both that it means you can't be mafsik. You can't like stop the aliyah in the middle of those 8 psukim. So who's that going to? Leimach Rav Yehuda, he would like Rav Shimon. Maybe it's like Rav Yehuda, and not like Rav Shimon, who holds that Yeshua wrote it. So then that's why those 8 psukim have a different din. So I don't know. I feel the time Rav Shimon, even if it's going to Rav Shimon holds that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, Hoyel v'shtanu v'shtanu. This was written in a different way. It was written b'dema, so therefore, it has a different din also. So it's not shver to say, those 8 psukim are unique no matter what. Either because Yeshua wrote them, or because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them b'dema. Zogdemar Avayte, Yeshua Kosh Sifra, Yeshua wrote his Sefer, Vakziv, says in the Pasuk, Vayomas Yeshua Benon Ever Hashem. So how could it be that Yeshua wrote on himself a Yomas Yeshua? It's more answers to ask Eliezer. Eliezer finished Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, he's the one who finished. He's the one who finished the sefer. Vaksiv says in the pasuk Elazar ben Aaron Meis. To ask Pinchas. Pinchas the one that finished it off. Finished off the sefer Yeshua. Shmuel Kosef Sifra Vaksiv Yeshua Meis. To ask Golachoyz ben Asam Novi. The Golachoyz ben Asam Novi finished it off. David calls the Sefer Tamar the Esar as a Kainim. So it says in the Gemara before, in the Brice before, that David had help with the Tillim. He had 10 Zakanim helped him write it. Odom Rishon, Malki Tzedek, Avraham, Moshe, Haman, Yedusun, and Asaf. We said Haman, Yedusun, and Asaf are 3 of the Mashayrim. And then the 3 Bnei Karach, which we said is Asir, Ve'elkanah, and Avi Asaf. Al Kaponim, So here it says these 10 zakenim. Lefshev nami eisen hazrachi. One of the kapitloch start off with maskil eisen hazrachi. So why don't we mention that person eisen hazrachi? So the Gemara, you know who eisen hazrachi is? We said he mentioned Avram, right? Eisen hazrachi is Avram, same person. Lefshev nami eisen hazrachi. Amar Av eisen hazrachi zehu Avraham. Ksiv Hacha says here eisen hazrachi. Ksiv Hasam mi heir me mizrach tzedek, and that's going on Avram. The one of the Hedrin says that pasuk going on Avram and says heir me mizrach. That's the same lashon as hazrachi. So eisen hazrachi is Avram Avinu. Gemara asks, "Chashav Moshe?" We said Aide Moshe, and also we said Aide Haman. Isn't Moshe and Haman the same person? Chashav Moshe because Haman, Rav, Haman's a Moshe. Ksiv Hacha Haman, Ksiv Hasam Chol Beisi Naman. See, Haman's a reference to Moshe. So Gemara, Trei Haman Hava. There were two Hamans. There was one Haman who was from the Mishayrim, and one Haman who was, and the other Haman in other places is Moshe Rabbeinu. But here in Tilim, Haman means a different Haman. Does that mean Moshe? It means the Haman who was from the Mishayrim. Moshe calls a sifrai b'parshas Bilam the Eiyav.
What about Karach?
That's Bnei Karach. Bnei Karach.
They said they didn't mention
it. We did. That's what we said. Look at Tapa Rama. Look at Tapa Tesvav. Al Yedei Shloish Bnei Karach, which is Osir Al Kana and Avi Yasa. So that's more about it. The Moshe calls a sifrai b'parshas Bilam the Eiyav. That Moshe wrote his sefer. He wrote parshas Bilam. He wrote Eiyav. Misiele Rav Levi Bar Lachma. Don't Rav Levi Bar Lachma. Eiyav may Moshe have a hoya. Eiyav was in the days of Moshe. Ksiv hacha, how do we know? Because Ksiv hacha, mi yitoin, eifoi, vikosu miloi, mi yitam sefer v'yechuku. There's a pasuk in Eiyav. He used the Lashon eifoi. And we see that Moshe Rabbeinu also used the Lashon eifoi. Ksiv hacha, ma yivoda, eifoi. It says, this is in Parashat Kisisa, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, how am I going to know that I find chen in your eyes? Eifoi. So, afraid tomorrow, what do you mean? Eifa is not only used by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'im may Yisrael exiv mi Eifa who atzad sayed. Ve'im may Yaakov exiv also lashon him. Can Eifa is Yisasu when he was sending the bras back up to Yosef? Ve'im may Yosef exiv Eifa him ra'im. So, how do you know it's Moshe Rabbeinu dafka? Lo yisagadai. The exiv says in the pasuk that pasuk in Eiv, same pasuk it says mi yitain Eifa v'yiktvu miloi mi yitain v'sefer v'chuku. Who's writing a sefer v'chuku? It's also b'sefer, and that's referring to the days of Moshe. Because it says v'yichuku, so the ksiv iti says v'yichuku. Moshe who dekri mechaykek. Moshe is ksiv mechaykek. It means a ruler. The ksiv ayareish is like kishom mechalkas mechaykek sofon. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu is called mechaykek, and that's when we know that Fidus Mandiyama at least that Eiyav was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Amar similar time which is a different drasha really. Rav Amar Eiyav meir raglam hayo. Eiyav was in the days of Meraglim. Ksiv Hacha, it says in the pasuk, Ish Hoya Be'eretz Utz. It says in Eiyav that Ish Hoya Be'eretz Utz is the first pasuk in Eiyav. Eiyav Shemai by Ishahu, Tom V'yashav Re'elikim V'su Amira. So it says there, Be'eretz Utz. V'ksiv Hasam, Utz is in Chutz La'aretz. V'ksiv Hasam, Hayesh Ba'etz. And then it says, when they went to Eretz Shal, Meraglim, it says, Yesh Ba'etz, must have came to Eretz Shal afterwards. And same Lashon, Utz Eitz. Frey Timur, it's not the same Lashon. V'dam Hacha, Utz, Hasam Eitz. What do you want? What he meant, why is there a reference to Eiyav? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, when you go there, is the person who's like a eitz, which is Eiyav, still alive, and he's protecting his dar, k'eitz, because Eiyav was Marech Yomim, and he was a big tzaddik, so he could save the goyim with his chosim. And we'll see in the Gemara if he's a Jew or a goy, we'll see that as we go along. Yosef Ahumu Rabbanon Kamei Rav Shmuel Rachmeiniv Yosef Kama Eiyav Loi Hoya Loi Nivra El Moshe Hoya. This is Mandi Yama wanted to know that Eiyav never happened. The whole sefer is just a moshel. Amalei, so they said to him, is that possible? Lecha Amakra Ish Hoya BeEretz Utz. It says he was Hoya. If Hoya, it means that it's true. It was. So he answered back. What do you mean? Ela Mata. It says in the pasuk by David HaMelech that Nosan Anavi gave him a marshal about when he took Bathsheba, he gave him a marshal. It says, but the Rosh and Kail, there's a poor person who had nothing, Kim Kavsachas, besides for one keves, Ktana, Shekana, V'yechia, and it says, they took it away. It says, the Basel, Tigdal Imoi, V'im Bonav Yachtov, Mepitoi Toichal, Umekoise Tishta, Ubechekoi Tishka, Vatehiloi Kebas. It says, Losh is Vatehiloi. And we know there for sure was a marshal. So, Mihavel, a Moshbama, Hokana Moshbama. Just because it says it's about the he or hoya doesn't mean it's not having a marshal. We'll say a marshal. So Mar says, no, but still, Eiv, not possible to be a Mashal, because it's in Cain, Shemoi v'shem Ir Lama. What's the negay to say his name and where he comes from? Just say, Ishoya, and Vahaya Ishu Tam V'yashu. Why say Eiv and where he's from? So it must be, it's real. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Lozaman Tavayu, Eiv Ma'ila Goyla Hoya. Eiv lived in a whole different time frame. He lived after Golas Bavel. He came up from Golas Bavel and came to Eretz Yisrael. And his base marriage was in Tveria. Hoya. Meisvei. Had the wrote it then. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Eiv. Only.
You say Eiv was existed before this.
Who said? Who told you? Who told it? I'm saying it says Moshe wrote it. There's a riot to that. It says here Moshe wrote it. It's a riot that it was lived in those days. But the old man, the Amal, is not like that. Yeah, so the Ksum we have Chagi Zechariah Malachi was beginning second Mishnah. Ezra and Chavi was second Mishnah. Mikdash beginning second Mishnah. It's possible.
Later,
no. Elam Gelam is from Babel to the second Mishnah. Yeah. And then Moshe didn't write it. The Gemara says if Moshe wrote it, then it's a riot. There is. We spoke out yesterday. Someone that is sad that Moshe wrote it with Luach Kodesh. Shava. He didn't. Bagra hold on like that. Always if he wrote it, it means it was in his days. Meisvei of a kashan is mad yom. You may choose of soiyo of mashal shenichnasu yisrael the mitzrayim vaad sheyetsu. That Eiv's lifetime, he lived from the time Klai Yisrael went into Mitzrayim until he went out 210 years. So what do you see? You see, he didn't live in the times of Bavel. He lived in times of Mitzrayim. This sounds like Moshe, like the man the yom was Moshe or Meraglim, not Meraglim or Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, the Maraima. No, just saying his cheshbon was 210 years. That's all. It means that he lived 210 years. And that we need the cheshbon because it says that he lived after all the Saras, Hashem doubled his years. So Hashem doubled his years, the cheshbon is he lived 70 years, he had all those Saras, he lived another 140 years, altogether 210 years. Just a cheshbon, how many years he lived.
No one lives past 120.
No one lives past 120? What, Seraph Bas Asher? How long did she live? And
after Moshe,
no, that's not true. Sir. No, that's true. No, there's a Gemara in Erevin says that someone lived, or prayed to live 400 years. No, that's not true. A regular person lives 120 years. There's a lot of Gemaras that people live more than 20 years. Huh? Right, you could have passed on that. Yeah. You have a mask to you, yeah. Meisvei, Shiva Nevi'im v'snabu l'umas oylam. There were seven Nevi'im who had Nevu'ah for umas oylam. Elohein, Bilam v'aviv, v'iyoiv. That's three already. Alifaz ha'timni, these are friends of Iyoiv. Alifaz ha'teimoni, u'vildad ha'shuchi, v'tsoifar ha'namasi. V'al'yohu b'hem barach al'abuzi. These are all seven Nevi'im who were nisnabu l'umas oylam. So it sounds like from here that Eiv was a guy. We just finished saying that Eiv was a oyla goyla. He went up from the galus to the and his base medrash in Tveria. You're assuming he's a yid. Here it's mashmei a guy. Frank the Gemara of the Tameich Aliyah ben Brach Lav Mishal Hava. Aliyah ben Brach was one of these Nevi'im, and he was definitely a Jew. V'aksim Mishpachas Ram, and Mishpachas Ram means Mishpachas Av Avraham, which means he's a Yid, which is a little bit schwer because Esav came from Mishpach Avraham, Shmuel came from Mishpach Avraham, but the Gemara holds that it wouldn't mention his family name, if not that it was from Mishpach Avraham.
What about Yehuda? Why wasn't
Yehuda?
Why wasn't Yehuda?
He's part of Trey Asa. He's not a stabber for the Goyim. He's not a stabber for the Goyim. No, it's a good question. It's a very good question. No, he's got the purpose was for Yid, not for a guy. His Nevu wasn't for Hashem told him to go to the thing, right? But the Nevu was not written. Not written for the right. Wasn't it? No, Ella and Nevu. So the kasha is that Lachar. It's they see from here that Eiv. The more kasha was that Eiv was a guy. The more answers no. The Yov Brach is Yid, so Eiv can be a Yid also. So why does it say nisnabu l'musaylam? It means like this: Ella envuye envi l'musaylam. The nevu was l'musaylam. Hachinami Eiv envi l'musaylam. Just like a Yov Abrach, even though he's his nevu was worth for goyim, Eiv also was for goyim. Break them out to kul neviim ilo envi l'musaylam. All of them are have nevu of l'musaylam. Like you said, Vayayna. The more hasav ikker nevu yasil yisrael hacha ikker nevu yisrael l'musaylam. These were the ikker nevu of these were for l'musaylam. And that's why it says Lashon and Vayavu Umasailam.